Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, roll call. Allison Bonanno.
Matt Schreiber.
And Kimberly Burton will be here momentarily. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name, your address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Kimmy, can I get approval of the minutes for July 28, 2026?
Aye.
Aye. And approval of the agenda for August 11th, 2026. Hold, combine, or delete any items. We will be hearing the items as listed on the agenda. Are there any informational items from the county?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Michelle Barrett. I'm the media zone for history and record here for District C. And just a few items to note. We have a copy of our newsletter back on the table over there with all some great information that is happening within District C, events that we have conducted. And if you ever want to just get sent directly to your inbox, you can just scan this QR code right on back at your email address and you can get it right at your fingertips. We do have a market that takes place here at the Mountain Crest. We have been on I'll call it a little bit of a hiatus between the weather that's been so hot. It's usually on Fridays, and that's the second and fourth Friday. It will not transpire this weekend, but it will be back in full force on the 28th of this month. And we're actually also going to be theming it. It's going to be Pets in the Park, so we're going to have pet resources. They'll actually be in this room that they'll have all the pet resources because, you know, it's hot. You bring your pet. You want them more inside than outside. So please come by. There's going to be vendors for that. And this takes place from 4 to 8 in the parking lot right out here on the corner. We will usually have food trucks. So if you've had a long week, come by and grab dinner here and enjoy some of the vendors. And then we'll see you on the 28th. And then starting September, we'll be back on our regular schedule for the second and fourth Friday. We're going to have on the 25th of September our 1 year anniversary, which is, we can't believe already, for the market. And then on the 23rd of October, we're going to do a movie in the park again, like we did last year.
Nice. 25th of October?
October 23rd.
Okay. I always love
those. And those are on Friday night from 4 to 8 right here. Thank you.
Awesome. Fantastic. All right. Here we go. Planning and zoning. VS-260414, Cimarron, CHP LLC, vacate an abandoned portion of a right-of-way being Cimarron Road, located between Lone Mountain Road and Red Coach Avenue within Lone Mountain. Applicant.
Hello, Chair, members of the board. My name is Josh Edelman. I am representing the client that owns a piece of land just south of Cimarron and Lone Mountain. Map of
Could you spell your last name, provide your address,
yes,
and talk a little closer to the microphone?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Josh Edelman, J-O-S-H-E-D-E-L-M-A-N. My address is 1980 Festival Plaza Drive.
Okay.
I'm going to put up a map of the site now. So the yellow parcel is the site in question. We are here today asking for a routine vacation of 5 feet of the right-of-way. It's just south of Cimarron and Lone Mountain. So.
Okay.
That's Lone Mountain.
Okay.
This is Cimarron. So we are asking for a routine vacation of 5 feet of the right-of-way so that a house can be built there. In order for the construction of the house to be built, the county requires a offset detached sidewalk, so it's going to be a continued curb line and then 5 feet of landscaping and then the sidewalk. And the county does not want to maintain the landscaping, so they request the vacation. Staff recommends approval, and we comply with all relevant codes.
Okay. Is the property on the corner of Cimarron and Lone Mountain, does it have a walk, a sidewalk that wraps around?
Yes, currently it does.
Okay. And the property to the south of your site, does that have sidewalk?
It does not have sidewalk.
It does not. Okay. How about directly west across the street?
There is no sidewalk, no.
Okay. Okay. And the applicant wants to put in a sidewalk or wanted to request no sidewalk?
A request of no sidewalk would be a deviation or
right.
variance. So the detached sidewalk is the code requirement.
It is. I'm just, a lot of people in the area actually come in requesting to not do a sidewalk.
Yes.
Okay. But your applicant wants a sidewalk.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Do you guys have questions?
I mean, this is just a vacation.
It is. I'm just trying to get more information for the audience. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open it up to the public. If you can take a seat, and if we have questions, we'll gather those for you. Okay, questions, comments, concerns, come on up, state your name and your address, spell your last name for us, please. Yes, speak into the microphone.
Yes, my name is Lady Horse.
I'll keep those parts.
And I live in a house to the south of where
the address, please.
What?
Your address, please.
4740 North 7.
Okay.
If they put in this sidewalk, how will it affect the drainage of the street?
Well, the county actually wants to put in sidewalks.
Yeah,
the county claims, again, generally, that sidewalks and the curb and gutter actually assist in the drainage in the Lone Mountain area. But as a whole, because it is in the RMP, the rural preserve, the area tends not to have the sidewalk, curb, and gutter specifically to keep it more of a rural nature. But it is in the code for these properties to have the curb, gutter, and sidewalk. And in this case, the applicant actually wants to keep it per code.
So they will have a gutter too?
Yes. And it would, I've got to assume, and I don't want you talking to the applicant because we keep it separate, but I've got to assume it's going to marry up to the property that's on the corner of Cimarron and Lone Mountain. So it would be like one continuous sidewalk with a curb and gutter.
He doesn't have a gutter.
Okay, well, however the water flows, however public work dictates the water flows and where it would eventually empty into a gutter, that I don't know where the gutter would be, but theoretically, it would be to help maintain the water from flooding, and it would go in the direction wherever the closest gutter is.
Okay, from my house north, the land rises somewhat, and my neighbor to the south also has a drainage problem. That whole street does. That
mm-hmm.
doesn't have
yeah.
sidewalks. So we don't want any flooding to occur because there's, something that should
right.
be there.
It actually... the reason, again, why the county asks and wants the curb, gutter, and sidewalk, again, is because it helps mitigate a lot of the flooding that we do experience here out in the Lone Mountain area. And so it's very rare that we actually find an applicant who wants to put in the money to have the curb and gutter and sidewalk, but they do. They're not asking for variation, right? So it actually might improve your area with the flooding.
Yeah, my next question was, is the county going to come out and survey it?
Survey his specific property or your general area? They've already done their water studies, the drainage studies. They're not going to come out specifically for one, unless he's asking for any kind of, and I don't know the topographical of that particular plot, unless he's asking to build up or take dirt away in order to have a flat piece of land to build on, which I think it's already flat, but correct me if I'm wrong, then that's the only reason you would be concerned about if they wanted to bring the level of dirt up, which you see a lot on Long Mountain, right? A lot of dirt has to be imported because of the slope. So we're not worried about that. So they wouldn't be, you know, they're not going to be asking, is my assumption, for a tremendous amount of dirt to be brought in to mitigate the risk of flooding into the property. And the curb, gutter, and sidewalk will assist. Theoretically, I don't make any guarantees, but this is according to Public Works, theoretically that it would assist in the mitigation of flooding in the area.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, anybody else? No? You look like you want to say something. No, there's no stupid questions because we're all learning. But come on up to the podium so I can hear you.
Say your name and address, please.
My name is Wayne Torrey. I live at 4658 Boro Canyon in the Sherman Oaks, south of the property.
Okay, talking. And can you spell your last name for me?
T-O-R-R-E-Y.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, I would assume there would also be a driveway involved?
We don't have the design elements of what they're building yet. This is, they're prepping everything for when they, and when they come back to do the development of the property.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, would this have any effect on the width of the street? And it's like one lane each way. And I would assume that would stay the same.
It yes, correct. It would not impede the current traffic flow or the size or the width of the road.
Okay, and if this sidewalk and curb go in, I assume it would stop at the next property south, which it currently doesn't have.
Yeah, it would only be in front of this particular parcel.
And connect to the
existing one on the corner.
North.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. If anybody else has a comment card that they would like to turn in, I will be happy to take those and I'll give them to comprehensive planning. So if you have one of these that you want to turn in, I will take it.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to bring the applicant back up. Do you guys have any questions for the applicant?
Nope.
No. Okay. I'm going to make a proposal to approve VS-260414 Cimarron CHP LLC vacate an abandoned portion right of way being Cimarron Road located between Lone Mountain Road and Red Coach Avenue within Lone Mountain.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, it's approved.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, any general business? No? Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the Board of Council's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the Board of Council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the Board Council by majority vote. Anyone have any questions or comments? Okay. The next meeting will be August 25th, 2026, and we are adjourned. Thank you. Yay.